What's up, you guys? I'm Haley.
And I'm Andrea.
And this is Inhuman, a true crime podcast. Okay, today we are going to be talking about a case that is actually currently ongoing, and I saw it come through in our listener suggestions, like randomly it popped up when I happened to be looking at the email and saw it come in, and I Google searched the name. I don't know what led me to do so, but I found out that this is like a currently ongoing case and that the victim's family is really working hard to bring awareness to it and attention to it. And so I decided to share it with you guys today.
Okay.
So there are answers, but it's also not completely closed. So I just want you guys to know that from now. And there's also a lot that we can do to help the victim's family. So I'll be sharing all of those resources, and I'll also have a bunch of resources in the show notes. So be sure to go and check those out. On February 6th, 2023, the body of missing 16-year-old Susana Morales was found in a wooded area off of Highway 316 in Gwinnett, Georgia. Susana had been missing since July 2022, and she had finally been found about 20 miles away from her home. And she had been murdered.
Oh my God.
Next to her body, or near her body, was a gun. And when police ran the serial number, they found that the gun was registered to a Doraville, Georgia police officer.
Oh.
Officer Miles Bryant reported his gun missing back in July, just 2 hours after Susana's parents first reported her missing.
What?
Yeah. Even more troubling is that Bryant lived in the same apartment building that Susana was visiting the night she disappeared.
Okay.
So 22-year-old Miles Bryant had a bit of a history of trouble in his early life and during his time as a police officer. So in October 2022, as a police officer, he responded to a report of a missing child. But after he responded to that, he waited 3 days to actually finish writing up the report, which was wasting valuable time in finding the child.
Why? Yeah. What the hell?
And it's unclear if he did it out of malice or just like laziness or like not getting it done. But he was written up for this, but he wasn't fired or anything.
Yeah, as he should have been.
Back in 2018, Bryant had been accused of trying to enter a neighbor's house through a window.
Dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
When police were called, he, of course, denied having done so. And in the end, the homeowner didn't want to press charges, so the case was dropped. But there was still that.
Oh, my goodness.
In December 2022, a former friend of Bryant named Alicia filed a police report claiming that Bryant had been showing up to her home uninvited for nearly a year. So he had been stalking and harassing her for quite a while, and she was really starting to get worried with how aggressive he was being. Mm. And so she reported to his behavior to the police department, but nothing was done. You know, he's a police officer.
Of course, yeah.
And then she found out that he had tried breaking into her home when she wasn't there, and her neighbor's doorbell footage actually shows him clearly trying to get in. He's like lurking around the apartment, trying to open the door. And she had found out that somebody tried to break in and watched the neighbor's security footage. And this was in an apartment complex, so it was literally right across the hall.
Yeah.
And the guy was wearing a hood, and you could see him, like, trying to jiggle the handle, like, kind of trying to find a way in.
What
the
hell?
And then he couldn't, and he turned to walk away. And that's when Alicia realized who this was, an old childhood friend, Miles Bryant.
Bro, you're a police officer. This is not the kind of conduct that you should be even anywhere near acting that way.
Yeah, and he was doing it, and Alicia reported this to the police. And after she reported it, she was told that Bryan was spoken to about this and that he was stopping the behavior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't fully investigated at all, and he wasn't fired or anything. And now, in February 2023, His gun was was found next to the body of a young girl who had been murdered. A week later, Gwinnett County Police arrested Miles Bryant for concealing a death and false report of a crime, which was the false report of his gun being stolen, because it wasn't stolen. A week after that, he was officially charged with felony murder and kidnapping.
Well, that's good.
And he was fired from the police department. So what happened to Susanna, and why does the family need our help getting her name and story out there? Let's get into it.
Okay.
So on July 26th, 2022, 16-year-old Susanna Morales had a normal day with her family, and it was kind of nearing the end of their summer vacation from school, so Susanna was looking forward to going back to school and had actually planned to go shopping with her mom the next day for, like, school supplies and to get ready for the year, which I was like, we would always do that. We'd always go, like,
always look
get
forward
new
to
clothes,
that.
New supplies. Like, yep. She was excited.
Yeah.
After spending the day with her family at around 6 p.m., Susanna left her home, which was on Santa Ana Drive in Norcross, Georgia, and she was going to visit a friend. So this friend lived less than a 10-minute walk from Susanna's house, and she often did this walk to go over to the friend's house. This was nothing abnormal. And I'll post a photo of a map of the area on our Instagram for your reference, so you can see, like, how short of a walk it was, because it was really right there. She was at the friend's house for a few hours, and then at 9:40 p.m., she texted her mom saying she was walking home. So Susanna's mom, Maria, expected her home within, you know, 10 minutes. And when she didn't arrive, she started getting worried.
Yeah.
She called Susanna's phone, but Susanna never picked up. And that apartment complex that she was walking home from, Sterling Glen Apartments, is the same complex that Miles Bryant lived in. And his unit reportedly overlooked the Morales family home.
What?
It's not known whether they had any interaction before July 2022, but at the very least, it's not believed that they knew each other. If anything, he may have been watching her, but that's unknown.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, what's the connection between what he's 22, you said?
Mm-hmm.
22-year-old man, police officer, and a 16-year-old girl, aside from him likely stalking her or watching her.
And there is none. So it's believed that Susanna encountered Miles Bryant sometime between 10 and 10:30. It's believed that he forced her into his vehicle and that he murdered her sometime between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. the next day.
Terrific.
So when Susanna didn't return by 10 p.m., her family was immediately like, we know something's up.
Yeah.
The next morning, they tried to report her missing, but the police department wouldn't allow them because it hadn't been 48 hours.
Let me just, okay, first of all, the fact that she called her parent, her mother, and said, I'm coming home, that is a big indication that she had every intention to return to her home, and she did not, therefore something is amiss.
Yeah.
And we're going to assume the worst.
Yeah.
A text, yeah.
It was a text, and so there's physical evidence that she was like, hey, I'm coming home.
And she's a child. I don't care if she's 16 or not. She's still legally a child, and children just don't usually just up and go missing on their own accord.
No. And when the police finally did take a missing persons report, they basically just assumed she was a runaway.
Mm-hmm. Of course they did.
And they were just like, you know, she probably just wanted to go party with a friend or go off with a boyfriend. But her family knew that that was not the case. Like you said, she was walking home when she disappeared.
Yeah, why bother? Why bother saying, hey, I'm coming home?
Exactly.
Dumb.
She had none of her personal belongings with her other than her cell phone. She had no history of running away, no reason to leave. There was just no indication whatsoever that she left on her own accord.
Mm-mm.
But the police basically told the family that there was no evidence that a crime had occurred or that Susanna was in any danger. So they didn't really search for her.
Are you fucking kidding me? They can't know that definitively.
Yeah, and they didn't even release a public statement about Susanna being missing. So because the police weren't doing anything, the Morales family started taking action.
Good.
So they started passing out flyers in the neighborhood, talking to people that lived in the area, and that's when they got something. So a nearby business had security footage of Susanna just after 10 p.m. walking along Singleton Road toward her home. She was walking alone, and she clearly had her phone, and this was about a minute walk away from her home.
Oh my gosh.
And something within that minute between when she was seen on that surveillance footage and when she should have arrived home happened, and they needed to figure out what that was.
That's crazy. They couldn't see it.
Yeah. Wow. And through their investigation on their own, the family also found that Susanna's phone had showed that she was walking on Singleton Road between 10:07 and 10:21 p.m., or that she was moving along Singleton Road. And her phone showed that between 10:21 and 10:26 p.m., she was in the area of Oaklock Trace, which, again, I'll post a map of this. But she basically was on Singleton Road for a while, then in the area of Oaklock Trace, which was pretty far from her home. And then her phone either died or was turned off. So then there was no other information.
Which heavily implies that she was picked up by a moving vehicle. And
exactly.
They discarded her phone, turned it off, removed the battery, whatever.
Exactly. So the Morales family shared this information with the police, trying to say, look, she wasn't a runaway. This is proof. And the police kind of started taking them more seriously. The investigation was moving very slowly, but the police were still unsure if Susanna had run away or was taken, and they still weren't reporting on her disappearance publicly. The Morales family continued investigating on their own and also began contacting the media themselves. So they were talking to news stations, sharing all the information about Susanna, because at this point she was a missing person, you know, sharing what she was last wearing, what she looked like, all of that.
Yeah.
They were really doing all they could to get her name and information out there to the community. And thankfully, this pressure from the family and community finally kind of lit a fire under police, and they finally released a statement about Susanna's disappearance on August 29th. So this was over a month after she disappeared.
Ew, are you fucking kidding me? That is so infuriating. That makes me want to be like, if you're whoever is missing, just go to the media.
Yeah.
Just go straight to the fucking media. If the police is doing nothing.
Yeah, you have to. And that's why like social media and things like that can be so helpful in this day and age, because, you know, it's sometimes the police just don't do anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes, this isn't saying that this is every police department.
Sometimes not at all.
They're great, and we've talked about tons of stories where they're on top of it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, in this case, they were not. And at this point, when they finally released information about her publicly, they still would not fully acknowledge that she had been taken.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So this was kind of going on. But slowly, very slowly, the police were kind of starting to investigate more.
Yeah.
And then in January 2023, they finally reached out to Susanna's family and started asking some more details regarding her disappearance. Because, you know, the family had done all of this research and investigation by themselves, right, found out all this information. So they asked them about that and just about Susanna. And they also asked for a DNA sample from her mom and a copy of Susanna's dental records. And then on February 6th, Susanna's body was found. A driver had pulled off the side of the road to take a phone call and kind of wandered into the woods while he was on the phone. And that's when he found her remains.
That's terrible. But I'm glad she was found sooner than later.
Yeah. So when they began searching the area, that's when they found the gun and then found out that it belonged to Miles Bryant, a Doraville police officer. And they actually have not released her cause of death, but they have said there's no indication of her being shot. So it's believed that he just happened to like drop the gun, lose the gun sometime during the murder. Potentially he used it to threaten her or something like that. And that's not how he killed her. And then he lost it in whatever he was doing.
That's crazy. Maybe he left in like a panic or something and just was like, shit.
Yeah. And we don't know what happened, and they haven't shared whether or not there was any sign of sexual assault or anything like that. But it could have been something like he wanted to do that and he ended up killing her.
Maybe she grabbed the gun.
Yeah, like we don't know. We have no clue. So once they found out that that gun was found near her body and that who it was registered to, and, you know, it had been reported missing, but it was still registered to him. Mm-hmm. So they began following Bryant and also kind of looking into his past. And that's when they realized some of the things that had happened since he'd been with the police department, and just that he had a little bit more of a history.
Yeah, a lot of suspicious behavior for sure.
Yeah. On February 8th, 2023, Miles Bryant was arrested. And then shortly after, he was charged with concealing the death of Susanna Morales and for filing a report in relation to his gun being stolen. And then not long after that, it was upgraded to felony kidnapping and murder.
Wow.
So the investigation is still ongoing today, when we're recording this in March 2023. And the Gwinnett County Police Chief, J.D. McClure, said that it is entirely possible that Bryant had been watching Susanna. And while they don't know how she died, they do know that, quote, she died at the hands of Miles Bryant.
Oh, wow. So they have, like, definitive evidence.
Yeah. Something has pointed to the fact that he for sure did it.
Yeah. And she was a very beautiful young lady. I mean, she was gorgeous. So, I mean, it would be completely understandable that she would have caught his attention.
Mm-hmm.
But doing what he did, that's just so sick.
Yeah. And they're basically like, they don't know if he was stalking her or if he just encountered her that night.
Saw an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do believe that he may have used his power as a police officer to lure Susanna into his car, because he had a patrol car that he took home with him. So he could have been in that car and used that to get her into the car.
Wow. I guess there was no video surveillance, or they haven't come forth with the information whether or not there is.
Yeah, they haven't shared that publicly, but there may be. Maybe that's how they know for sure that killed her.
Yeah.
So detectives have said that they are working to find out what happened to Susanna and to ensure justice is served, which the Morales family is thankful for. But her family is also asking for changes to happen to ensure that this never happens to another family.
Yeah.
So Susanna's sister, Jasmine, who she was very, very close to, has spoken out a lot. And in a recent news conference, she said, quote, "No amount of money, no amount of justice can bring her back to us. But what we can do is to try and make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else again. And that's why we are here today."
Yeah.
The Morales family are also calling on the police department to reevaluate policies and police hiring practices, saying, quote, "We want to make sure her death means something and changes something in this world."
Yeah, they absolutely need to change something, because all you ever hear on these police shows is the first 48 hours are the most important mm-hmm. in a missing person's case. Child, teenager, adult, whatever.
Yeah.
So we need to take the report and at least put out an APB, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, when it's an adult, it's harder to say they for sure ran away, or they for sure like were taken and didn't just run away. But when it's a child, why isn't it automatically assumed an abduction?
Yeah.
And then if you find evidence that it wasn't, then you can go back and say, okay, maybe not.
Right.
Like, it is a child. This should not be happening.
Yeah. Or just look at a little bit of evidence, or listen to their families. Because if people are going to disappear, usually they're going to take something with them. Not mm-hmm. just their phone that's probably on 10% battery, you know?
Yeah. And like, she was at the friend's house. If she was going to run away, she like wouldn't have gone to the friend's house and just left that night, or not have texted her mom, or texted her mom and said, I'm sleeping over at my friend's house. Like, that's not, it just wouldn't make sense.
And obviously and sadly, this is proof that she didn't run away.
Yeah.
And they should have listened to those parents.
Yeah. So the family has launched a campaign to fight for justice for Susanna and to ensure her death isn't in vain. And they have a website with all the information. It's called Justice for Susanna. The four is the number four. And I'll have that linked in our show notes. But according to that website, they created the campaign with Community X and Aquamia Global, which is a human rights task force team actively supporting underrepresented populations. And I want to share a quote that's on the longer side, but it's Susanna's sister Jasmine explaining what happened and why they're asking for transparency and change.
Okay.
So Jasmine said, Susanna Morales was 16 when she went missing. She was my sister. On Tuesday, July 26th, Susanna was with our family all day and later that night decided to go to a friend's house. Her friend lived in the neighborhood, a 9-minute walk from our house, and she spent the evening there until around 9:40 p.m. when she texted our mom letting us know she was on the way home. This was a walk she had done many times and we were waiting for her arrival. At 10 p.m., she still wasn't home. We knew something was wrong. We begged Gwinnett County Police to look for her, but they told us that people aren't considered missing until after 48 hours. We knew we couldn't wait that long. Through the entire investigation, the police dismissed us and said that she was a runaway when we knew she would never do that. How could she run away when she was on her way home?
Yeah.
We eventually talked to a neighbor who had a camera doorbell that caught her walking at 9:40 p.m. that night. This neighbor was just a few houses down from our house, showing that when she disappeared, she was only a few blocks away from us. It took the police department more than 6 months to find any leads regarding her disappearance until earlier this year they began asking us for more details. They asked for her full dental record and for my mom to do a DNA test. After all of this, on February 8th, they called us and said that her remains had been found in the woods. They told us that an unrelated driver had pulled over on the road to take a phone call and ended up walking into the woods where her body was found. 5 days later, on February 13th, they arrested a suspect, a now former Doraville County police officer, Miles Bryant. Miles Bryant has a history of stalking, harassing, and being wildly inappropriate to women and girls, and he was a proud police officer and also acted as security for the apartment complex he lived in. The same apartment complex that Susanna's friend lived in, and the same one she left on July 26th to head home. Investigators collected a bedsheet from his car before taking his personal car and police car into custody. After being taken into custody, a woman came out saying Miles Bryant had stalked and harassed her for a year and even kicked her door in. The police never did anything about her case and are looking into reopening it after his arrest over the murder of Susanna Morales. So that was Alicia that I talked about earlier, and I'll talk a little bit more about it in a minute. We are still seeking justice. We want the Doraville County Police Department to be held accountable for knowingly hiring a man with a history of violence and for not taking accountability for the harm their office has committed against my sister, my family, and the other woman that he has victimized. So unpacking that a little bit, the police, first of all, wouldn't accept having Susanna reported missing until it had been 48 hours, even though the family knew something was wrong. And once they did report her missing, they dismissed the family's concerns, saying she was just a runaway. While they didn't do much investigating for 6 months, the family found the evidence of her on the security footage and where her phone had been. And when police finally started looking into leads, it was months after the family had been working to bring awareness to her case. Miles Bryant had a history of stalking and harassing women, and he had a police report filed against him, and they didn't do anything about it. So here is what the family is asking for. One, we demand a fair and transparent investigation from the Doraville County Police Department. Two, we demand all charges filed against Miles and that he be indicted by a grand jury. We demand Miles be convicted and tried under the full extent of the law. Three, we demand acknowledgement that Title 35 of the Georgia Code was violated when the officers told us to wait 48 hours before reporting Susanna missing. So in relation to this, the Georgia statute says, quote, no law enforcement agency shall implement a policy or practice which mandates a minimum waiting period before initiating a missing person report with such agency. So it literally says you can't wait to file a missing person report until it's been a certain amount of time.
Right.
Yet that's what they told the family. And their fourth request or demand, we demand that the process for missing minors be evaluated and changed so that families can have access to full transparency during the investigation.
I mean, that's reasonable.
Yeah, very reasonable. They said, we are also seeking as much information on the suspect, Miles Bryant, as possible. The only person who knows exactly what happened would be him, and getting as much evidence of his demeanor and history will help. We are also demanding that any information about co-conspirators be brought forward. Everyone involved needs to be held accountable for this horrible injustice.
So they think more people are involved?
Possibly, but they're basically just saying, we want to know what happened and who was involved. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the police are asking for the public's help, especially with any information they may know related to Miles Bryant, because it's just, I don't think he's talking, and they just don't know what happened, what the motive was, or anything. Now, we've talked a lot or a little bit throughout the episode about Alicia, the former friend of Miles Bryant, who had reported him stalking and harassing her and then breaking into her apartment.
Yeah.
So as mentioned by Jasmine, after Bryant's arrest for Susanna's murder, she spoke out, and her case is now being reopened by the police. But what is just awful is that had she been taken seriously in the first place and had the police actually investigated her report and looked into him, who knows if he had been could have been arrested off the streets or at least fired from the police department and not had that power of using his car if that's what did happen. But just who knows, he might have been off the streets.
Yeah. No, I definitely think that if they would have done more, that this probably wouldn't have happened. And this is a great example of, like, not all cops are bad, but there definitely are bad cops.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't get a free pass on anything just because they, quote unquote, serve and protect the public.
Yeah.
Because if they're doing something that's against that motto, then they're not at all serving and protecting the public.
Yeah. And like you said, they're not all cops are bad cops, but this does happen. And I mean, nobody in any career should be given anything easy just because of the career they do, or just because of something they do. Like, it just shouldn't happen. And so it happening in this case is so frustrating, because if he was properly investigated, who knows? He might have been off the streets. He might have, like, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah.
So you can sign a petition to help Susanna's family get justice, and I'll put that link in the show notes. I'd really love it if you guys could all take a few seconds and go sign it. And you can also find more information at justiceforsusanna.com. Again, it'll be linked in the show notes. And there you can find information about signing the petition, donating to the family's memorial fund, and just following more updates about the case. If you do have any information regarding Susanna's disappearance and murder, or regarding Miles Bryant, you can contact the GCPD at 770-513-5300. Or you could also report an anonymous tip by contacting Crime Stoppers Greater Atlanta at 404-577-8477 or visiting stopcrimeatl.com. So you can be anonymous. You don't have to share your name. You don't have to put any of your personal identifying information out there. But if you know something, say something.
Yeah.
While this case is still ongoing, I wanted to share it today because her family is fighting so hard and is just not getting enough support. And I wanted to get her story out there and share the resources that we as a community can utilize to help them get answers and help them ensure that Susanna's death was not in vain.
Yeah.
Susanna Morales was a bright, kind, loving 16-year-old. She loved her family and friends. She was the youngest of three, and she was very close with her entire family and especially with her older sister, Jasmine. She was a cheerleader in high school and was just a normal, kind, smart teenager. And her family say that she was an overall happy person who was always smiling. She had a talent for music, and she loved to sing and play piano, and she was very good at it. And she also had recently been teaching herself guitar and ukulele, and she loved playing music for her family.
Just ripping my heart out.
I know. Her family loves her endlessly and misses her greatly, and they refuse to stop fighting for justice.
And we will do whatever we can to extend that fight for them.
Yeah,
sharing absolutely. Their petition and keep sharing her face, you know, because the more heat that's out there, the better off these things end, because people know that things are being taken seriously.
Yep. And I mean, that's what happened in this case. They went to the media and they started talking to people who could get her name out there. And yeah. That's what lit a fire under police to like start getting, you know, start investigating it more.
Right.
So Miles Bryant's attorneys have asked for him to be released on bond.
No.
And that motion for a bond hearing is scheduled for May 1st. I don't know how likely it is that he'll be let out on bond, but definitely something we should keep sharing about so that he's not.
Yeah. Why? It's a murder.
Mm-hmm.
If you are being tried for murder, you do not get to get out. What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't think he will, but who knows? So we need to keep fighting who knows? For that.
Who fucking knows? Because it happens a lot.
Yeah. And I will definitely share updates in this case when they come. And again, all of the resources that I mentioned and all the information about the family's campaign and how you can help will be linked in the show notes. So highly recommend, or I'd love for you guys to go check that out and just see what the family has to say, sign the petition, share, do whatever you can.
Yeah.
But that is all we know about the murder of Susanna Morales. It is so frustrating and heartbreaking, and it just
infuriating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's infuriating. It really is.
It is such an injustice. She was so young, had such a beautiful life, and this sick monster just took that from her. Yeah. And you know, it's very unfair, and the family deserves justice. She deserves justice, and she deserves for her death to not be in vain and for something Absolutely. Positive to come out of that. This. So that's why we're fighting and sharing this story today. And I just hope that her family can one day find peace.
Me too.
So with that, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you as always, but especially with these kinds of stories, it's just important to get that information and name out there. And I know so many of you guys will share and sign the petition and do all of that. So thank you for being here and listening. We're sending love to Susanna's family, and we'll share any more updates as they come. So until next time, keep it human.
Bye, guys.